is a Fox News alert. Stopping the strike. I'm Lee Silasera. President Biden calling on Congress to intervene to avoid a railroad shutdown.
The deadline to reach an agreement is approaching next Friday, and some of the unions that represent tens of thousands of rail workers are rejecting a tentative deal reached in September, a deal the president said he helped orchestrate. Now President Biden is asking Congress to pass legislation that adopts that tentative deal, saying in a statement that as a pro-labor president, he is reluctant to override the ratification procedures of the unions. But in this case, he wrote, the economic impact of a shutdown would hurt millions of workers and families. While the initial deal gives a 24% raise and bonus, the workers say the working conditions have been terrible and specifically want more flexibility and allowance in taking sick days. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The teenage suspect in the deadly shooting earlier this year at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, in court today on state charges. Peyton Gendron has pled guilty to 10 counts of first-degree murder, 3 attempted murder charges, a weapons violation, and state domestic terror motivated by hate.
We do not have a death penalty in New York State, so the life without parole is, in fact, the highest charge we have. And he got that automatically by pleading guilty to that.
Erie County D.A. John Flynn, Gendron's sentencing on state charges set for February, though he also faces federal hate crime charges, which carry the potential for the death penalty. 5 New Haven, Connecticut police officers have been charged with cruelly neglecting a black man after he was partially paralyzed in the back of a police van. Randy Cox was being driven to a police station June 19th on a weapons charge when the driver braked hard at an intersection to avoid a crash, which caused Cox to fly headfirst into a metal partition. Officials say officers mocked him and accused him of faking his injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Schools in Houston will be closed again tomorrow after a problem at a water filtration plant in the city.
The boil water notice in place telling people to avoid drinking water without boiling it first to kill harmful bacteria. The advisory remains in place until the state approves a plan for testing the city's water.
It takes about 18 hours because you're analyzing for a culture, and then the TCEQ will approve us lifting the boil water notice.
Yvonne Forrest, director of Houston Water, officials blaming a power outage at the East Water Purification Plant early Sunday morning. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Toll from the worst bird flu outbreak on record continues to climb in the U.S.
Another 1.8 million chickens in Nebraska are slated to be killed to limit the spread of disease after bird flu was found on an egg-laying farm in Dixon County. The state's 13th case. Agriculture officials say all the chickens on the farm will be killed to limit the spread of the disease, which has already caused more than 52 million birds, mostly chickens and turkeys across 48 states, to be slaughtered. The virus, primarily spread by wild birds, is extremely rare in humans. Officials say infected birds aren't allowed to enter the food supply, and additionally, viruses can be killed by cooking poultry to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
First Lady Jill Biden has selected the theme for the White House holiday decorations.
What we share is so much greater than the things that pull us apart. The soul of our nation is and has always been, we, the people.
Displays include over 70 Christmas trees decorated with more than 80,000 lights. It'll also be a menorah made from wood removed during a previous renovation at the White House. Wall Street, the Dow lost 497, the NASDAQ off 176, the S&P minus 62. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.